Oh, I also think it's weird in movies when someone has amnesia and they wake up in the hospital. A lot of times they'll be surrounded by friends and family, but when they open their eyes, they go, "Who are you?" Because that's not how you act when you don't recognize somebody. That's very rude. It would be chaos out there. If every time you saw someone you didn't recognize, you went, "Who are you?" I always try to be really polite in life, so like... If I had amnesia, you'd never know it. I'd wake up and they'd be like, "Hi, John, we're so happy you're awake." And I'd just be like, "Oh, hey, man, how's it going? Oh, hey, dude, nice to see you again." Because that's how you act when you can tell that someone recognizes you and you have no fucking clue who they are. I love movies, though. I'm kind of... It's funny to me over the summer when these big, like, blockbuster action movies come out, you know? And you'll read about one movie, one of these movies, and it'll say that it costs something like $100 million. Because whenever I read that, I think, like, yeah, you didn't need to make a movie with that money. I would have bought a ticket just to see $100 million. Like, I am at a point in my life where I would wait on a line just to look at that much cash. Like, you could just stack it up in a motel room and line us up down the hall. You put some guy out front in a straw hat that's like, "It is $8 to see the $100 million, or $10 to have your money added to the $100 million. Ooh. Very luxurious. But think about it. That would be entertaining, you know? You'd go into this room, and there would just be, like, stacks of $100 bills and jewelry and, like, gold coins spilling out of a pirate chest. Because pirates never bring a big enough chest. In pictures, their gold coins are always overflowing. And they can't get the lid closed. Why is that? I think that maybe with the eye patches, they have poor depth perception.
Penis game shows. Are you larger than a fifth grader? I sat there for 3 hours at work trying to think of penis game shows, and the only thing that was even remotely funny that I came up with was, "Are you larger than a fifth grader?"
Well, no, I didn't like the way that you. I liked my idea for your game show idea, but I forgot what it was now. It was
penis roulette.
Penis roulette. Yeah. See, because I think that, like, the drama would be really intense if there was, like, a great reward. I mean, even if, you know, it was for $1 million instead of, you know, sex with women or something. But then if you failed at whatever the task was, something bad happened to your penis.
Did you see the Japanese game show Nut Slap?
Nut Slap?
Yeah, it's this little game show. You answer the questions. If you get them wrong, this little lever comes up. They measure your height, and this little lever comes up, and if you get it wrong, it slaps you right in the fucking nuts.
That's a real thing?
That's a real game show in Japan.
See, now I would watch that. But penis roulette,
penis roulette was like there was a woman contestant, and, like, you know, the prize is, you know, $100,000 or whatever, and she goes through, you know, like Russian roulette, and has to avoid being wrecked by cocks.
Oh, so like
so like there's like some huge cocks, and there's like some like gross fat homeless guy cocks, and like, you know, she's got to safely, you know, avoid getting got with the cocks.
Huh. I don't know. See, what was that show on MTV where they got off the bus and dated and then you
Eliminate?
Could,
or no, like some, you know what I'm talking about, something?
Yeah. It, like they split it half and half? What if like the first half was that? What the first half
it
was your idea?
Both.
And then the second half was my idea. Because I think, I mean, could you just imagine the close-up shots you could get on a dude's face when he knew they were going to spin a vice on his wiener like 8 times or something? Or like he spun a wheel on how many times they would spin the vice?
How about we combine these ideas and we got the guys who make it through the first round, their reward is to be part of this, uh-oh, watch out, she might get fucked by this dude. And he's the winner from the round before. You know what I'm saying? So, like...
I like it.
And then, so you got 3 or 4 winners, and, like, you know, like, the winner, like, all time stays on, you know, the champion until someone, you know...
See, but I would imagine that this isn't something that you could put on TV. Do you think you could put this on, like, HBO or something? I mean, I guess you...
Depending on how violent we're getting with the cocks, I think that's really the threshold. Because, like, if we're going to see blood coming out of cocks, it's not going on any cable.
Or would this... Or would this, like, go straight to DVD or something?
Or straight to, like, internet.
Yeah, or the internet. You know, they could do, like, a streaming thing, like a pay site or something.
Yeah, you could do that.
I wonder what the liability would be of... You know, I mean, I guess they'd have to sign, like, some kind of waiver or something if you were going to hurt their penis. And I guess everybody would have to take, you know... STD test.
Well, that could be part of the Russian roulette. That could make it all the more. You've got to go at it bareback. with the guy who decided to be on the show.
Either win $1 million or contract, you know.
Possibly. There's no screening done, so they may be clean.
Maybe.
It's all part
or
of the,
would it be, you know, better if they, like, knew they had a
And
disease?
I think if when they lose afterwards, like, they'd do, like, a follow-up segment where they show the results. It's like, so you lost. You had to fuck 4 strangers, you know. Now we need to know, what are the results of your test? And then there's this big, like, intense moment where they're like, you are negative for AIDS. Oh, great.
Oh,
and now,
huge studio audience,
also,
by the way. You know, I mean, like wrestling. I mean, like a
a stadium.
We're not talking like, you know, Montel Jordan audience. We're talking like a stadium.
Okay, what about like this? Think of it like Montel Williams, like Who's the Baby's Daddy? Only their STD tests.
Yeah.
Right, and I mean, the crowd would be so happy for her if she made it through clear.
Right.
She might not get fucked by any dicks. Like, you know, I mean.
Run the gauntlet of dicks and come out clean.
Right.
Huh.
Good for her.
Yeah, I do like it. I think that has potential. I mean, I don't know what we would put that
on.
Is
this one of these non-profitable ideas?
No, could you do that like a pay-per-view, like a MMA fighting thing, only it's, you know, penis roulette?
Well, you may find, like, willing men for free. I don't think you have to pay them. They could pay you to go on this site and be part of the penis roulette game.
Yeah. Oh, are you talking about getting contestants? I don't think getting contestants would be a problem.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, you get the contestants.
I'm talking about like a paying audience. I mean, I know that I would pay.
I think we got to get it on iTunes. 99 cents is a great price point. I think anyone would be interested at 99 cents.
In penis roulette, what? You think? Yeah. I think that we could charge a lot more than 99 cents. I mean, we're talking about people. We're talking about a big prize and people. I mean, people sit around and watch fucking Howie Mandel open briefcases. You telling me that chicks that are doing tasks to avoid contracting an STD? I mean, that would be huge numbers. Huge numbers. We could charge much more than 99 cents. I'm thinking at least $20.
Well, but see, then you're talking, you know, how many... $20 is an investment. You're like, I better fucking enjoy this.
How much is like a boxing match? If you get a boxing match,
that's like 60
people
bucks.
Made money off bum
like,
fights.
$60. How much is like a wrestling thing?
Yeah, like 60.
Probably like $60. I mean, we're talking about people competing, and there's everything. There, possibly violence, sex. I'm sure.
Well, I imagine if you're the guy who just made it through, your cock probably got a little bit, you know, affected. You got hit in the nuts or something, but you're all right. You made it through, and then you get to go to town on this broad. You're like, you're gonna go to town on her. You're not just gonna be like, oh.
Oh, well, I mean, you're just happy to be alive. I mean,
well, your cock's happy. You're happy that your cock's
alive. Yeah,
I mean,
you're going to, you know, fuck like you've never fucked before.
Right, and that there's, you know, maybe she ends up liking it, you know?
Maybe she does.
Delicious.
So anyway, yesterday me and Paul got in a bit of a conversation with this chick on Twitter, and I don't remember, it was what,
Jenna 25F.
25
Which F. sounds like a dude, by the way.
Oh,
because if you include your age and then like F at the end,
but
you're trying a little too hard to come off as a female. I don't think she's actually a dude.
I tweeted, and like what I was trying to say basically was that it was like a sad commentary on either me or the world. I don't know, one of the two. That, you know, her timeline was really funny. I was really enjoying, I mean, like there, a lot of her tweets were, you know, kind of funny. I mean, they made me laugh out loud. But like still I'm like scrolling through her timeline looking for the nudes. And I was simply saying that it's kind of sad, and I think that, you know, that's a big part of why there isn't very many like successful female stand-up comedians, is because, you know, everybody's just waiting for her to, you know, take her top off.
Bust out a titty.
I don't think that's true. I just don't think that they're very funny.
Well, but I think that part of the reason that we don't think that they're funny is because we're waiting for the payoff. Because we're all kind of animalistic fuckhounds.
Well, also,
I know I am.
Comedy is geared more toward men than women.
Okay, but all I was saying was that, like, she was genuinely funny, and she only had, like, 300 followers. And, you know, Horny Tara, who is Paul's favorite, is this big meaty broad who can't spell anything. And she has, like, 1,900, because every now and then she posts a picture of her big dimply ass. And, like, I was just saying that, like, that's kind of sad that, you know, this girl's actually kind of, you know, saying something worthwhile, and the other one is awful. But then she started defending herself.
I haven't got a hang of it yet. So what, you've been trying to post these new pictures of you?
She was defending herself, but Paul had the greatest reply ever, because she, like, you know, I wrote this, and she goes, "Hey, guys, give me a break. You know, I just started, and I haven't gotten the hang of this Twitter thing yet." And Paul's like, "So what you're saying is the lack of nudes may be unintentional?" Which I thought was great. But, no, I mean, like, so, you know, she just kept, like, harping on defending herself that, like, you know, we were saying something. And I was like, "Dude, I'm complimenting you. Stop it. I'm going to hate you. Stop it. Don't make me hate you."
There's another, like, tidbit of wisdom she had that I really liked. She said something about, "To you guys, success may be finger-banging yourself on a webcam. You know, but to me, success is not having to finger-bang myself on a webcam."
You're like, "That's exactly what I'm saying."
Right. No, yes. That's what he meant. You know?
And actually, you're wrong, because the other chick that is finger-banging herself, I mean, from a follower standpoint, is way more successful than you. Which is what I'm saying, is that that's fucked up.
It says something.
It says something. And I don't know if I'm part of the problem, or if, you know, I'm part of the solution, because, you know.
No, you're helping that girl. You're giving her the right mindset.
Well, I did notice that after our conversation, her followers did jump up about 20, 25.
So, oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's in, like, the 320s now. So I don't know if we had anything to do
Apparently,
with
Apparently. So she followed me.
Yeah.
And then immediately unfollowed me.
She unfollowed me immediately.
But I mean, like, on Saturdays, I think I had, like, you know, 70 tweets or something yesterday. I went a little crazy.
I notice on I've found a system to gain followers for the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast. If you notice that our follower count has gone way up. And I'm not going to give my secrets out.
Well, he hasn't even told me, listeners, just so you know. He's not holding out on you. He's holding out on everyone.
And I don't even know how Twitter works.
But what I have noticed is that every time I tweet, I lose 3 followers. Just about every time I tweet. I was in the 790s. I'm down to like 670 now. Because every time I tweet, 3 followers drop off. And I don't know if these people are like, "Fuck this guy, what is he talking about?" Or like if they just realized, "Oops, I followed this guy on accident." But every time I tweet, I lose 3. So when I post this and it automatically gives the link to the new podcast, 3 followers are going to go. And soon after that, 3 more and 3 more. And soon I'm going to be, you know.
We probably shouldn't talk so bad about those races. It's probably how...
I don't think... You, no, 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 no. None of these people are listening.
No, yeah, don't get me wrong. The podcast is not getting any more listeners due to the increase in Twitter followers, believe me. Although, I will tell you, Napier, we have a huge following in Malaysia.
Really?
Whenever I go through the stats, all the IPs are from Malaysia. I don't know what the fuck is going on in Malaysia. I think it's all fake. I think it's got to be.
Who do you get your stats from?
Google.
From Google? Yeah, my Google stats are weird.
Yeah, you said that you're getting like a major uptick.
Yeah, like apparently adult babies are back in the news. And my last month...
There was a thing on adult babies on some show just like the other day. I don't remember what the name of the show was. It was like...
Right, and you know, it was probably not just... It was probably about... It was probably last month, actually.
Yeah.
I think it was, because I remember seeing some commercial for it. And like... I hadn't updated my blog in over a year, and I had 1,500 page views.
1,500?
1,500. Well, I mean, over the course of 1 month. And, you know, so I'm still looking. I'm looking. Where are these people looking at?
And they're all looking at the adult baby.
Yeah, well, like, I have, like, 5,000, 6,000 total site views, something like that. 4,000 of them are the adult baby article.
Well,
which is not even... It starts off... There's like a big long review about some ultimate fighting thing. Yeah. And there's like 2 paragraphs at the end about ultimate... like about adult babies and furries.
Well, we talked about adult babies and furries. You know what's funny?
What?
If you look back... I just... If you scroll through... I was looking for the dildo field the other day because I was going to post that link because that's still my favorite episode.
Yeah.
But I was going through and like while I was going down, I was just like, you know, it says how many hits each episode gets. And some of our older ones are in like the 250 range by now. And, you know, some of the newer ones are even, you know, over 100 now. The episode that we did where we talked a whole lot about Richard Gere making out with that chick in India.
Yep.
That one is in the 600s.
Really?
Yeah. All the other ones, 100, 250. That one has 600-something views. And I got to imagine it has something to do with this Malaysian thing.
Yeah, I mean, they're all coming to you to learn about Richard Gere.
No, I mean we were talking about like, you know, India, and I think we were talking about like our, you know, our, how we have weird stats like from other countries and stuff that just pop up, and we're like, who are these crazy fuckers that are listening? And that one like has 600 something views. I mean, maybe we mentioned somebody who has a lot of friends. I don't know.
Interesting.
But I think that it's funny that, you know, somebody's sitting around listening to me and you talk about my butthole and...
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, in Malaysia... When you picture Malaysia, what do you see?
I see rickshaws.
Rickshaws?
Yeah.
In Malaysia?
That's what I think of.
They have rickshaws in Malaysia?
I don't know.
I don't
they
know
may
what
or
they
may not.
I mean, I can't picture Malaysia.
They have elephants? Do people ride elephants in Malaysia?
Do they ride elephants?
I don't know. This is what I'm thinking of.
But, like...
Do no geography.
Do they have iPods?
Yeah, of course. It's where all the weird tech shit is made.
Oh, yeah, I guess that is where they're made. Do you think that, like, you know, they hit the wrong button when they were testing it to make sure it worked or something?
I don't know.
There's got to be, like, some weird genius bar from Apple over in Malaysia, and they test all their crap on that, and all they hear is funny click sounds. That's all they hear.
All of their iPods by...
Yep, by us. Like, oh,
that'd be actually like a really good deal. You'd shoot to the top of the charts.
Oh yeah, if like every iPod was tested.
They just downloaded it once just to make sure it worked.
But we still only have 5 reviews, and three of them were me, Jesse, and Nick.
One of the things I've noticed about reviews on iTunes is that to review any like the apps, you have to delete it. So, like...
No, you can just go in, back into the App Store, like you're going
to... I guess the only time it asks me to review it is when I delete it.
Yeah.
And then by then I'm like, well, this sucks, so I'm deleting it.
But I put a review in, like, more just to see, like, what it would do as far as our standing in search results and stuff. And it didn't do anything. But as our, I mean, as our hit count has kind of gone up, we've kind of gone up in the search results.
Oh, that's
cool. Which is kind of interesting.
Search results for what?
Like if you search, there's certain keywords that if you search for in iTunes, we come up.
Like and, wheelbarrow and dicks?
WFOD, WFO dicks. I think I put us on like a couple of, you know, like, you know, Mark Maron's podcast is popular, so I think I put WTF in there. So if you put in WTF, we might show up in the top 20 for that. I don't know. I put in some, and, you know, I tried putting in Corolla to see how we would fare in there, and we weren't in about the top 10 pages, so I was like, ah, fuck it. You know, so I took that one off. It was wasting space, but... So what have you been up to, big guy?
Hanging out, pooping, playing video games.
Yeah?
Yep.
Me and Paul haven't been.
I haven't been playing.
Yeah, I haven't been playing video games.
It works today. I played today.
It does?
It's up, yeah.
It's back?
It's back.
I'll be damned.
Did you have to change your credit card numbers?
No.
I never gave
but
them
that's a credit card we
my
monitor,
credit card.
Like, that's the one we use, so I don't notice anything that happens in that one.
I
bought a PlayStation Network gift card at Target and put that on there. And, I mean, I never gave him my credit card number, so...
Well, good for you.
Yeah, good for me. Cuckoo, chew, right?
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, no, I haven't played any video game in, what, like a month now? How long has it been
down? Yeah, it's like a whole month, pretty much. It conveniently enough, on 420 it went down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was off that day.
Well, I didn't even... It was weird because they got some thing now that you can't watch pirated movies on the PS3 because... Mm-hmm. Well, you can watch pirated movies, but you can't watch pirated movies that were recorded audio from movie theaters or something like that.
Hmm. How the hell can they tell?
I have no idea. There's some kind of like program that they have built in now that and some message pops up that says, by the way, I'm not admitting to watching. I am. Okay. So it actually went down like while we were watching a movie, and like a thing came up, you know, said, hey, you're watching this and you can't, and blah, 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 and shut off the audio. And then the PlayStation Network went down.
You're like, oh, shit.
And I was like, oh, shit. Like, have I been, like, removed from the PlayStation Network? And, you know, I fucked with it for a couple of hours, you know, thinking that something was wrong. I was, like, trying to do all kinds of crazy shit to get back on it. And then I saw something on the internet, and I was like, oh, I guess it's not just me.
This makes me think. You kept saying you thought you were in Twitter jail.
Yeah.
What was that about? What made you think that? And
It was like, I have like 8 Twitter accounts at this point.
Yeah.
I have a whole bunch of Twitter accounts. And the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Twitter account, I could not post anything.
You should follow me.
All the other
all
ones.
Your accounts.
I do, I think. So, like, my other accounts were all open, and that one was closed, and I don't know why.
It was closed?
Or like, I couldn't tweet on it.
Which one?
The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks one.
But now you can.
But now I can. So I thought I was in Twitter jail.
Don't they normally give you a notice?
Don't read too much into what I write. I just write random bullshit. I mean, you think the Twitter police showed up and knocked on my door?
Well, I didn't know. Like, what it was? I didn't know if there's like a ban. You can be temporarily banned from Twitter. Or,
I don't. Maybe you can. I don't know. Maybe I was.
Right.
I
was interested. I was curious.
Yeah.
Talking about blacks or Mexicans or Jews.
Black people run Twitter.
Have
you noticed
really?
That?
There's when you
black
look at,
people run
when you, like,
Twitter.
Click a trending topic or something, all black people.
Well, and the black people are the ones who make topics trend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's like the weed commandments, you know, like and black people sayings. White people didn't start that.
Where are all these black people coming from?
Black people love Twitter. All the black people I follow from my work.
Yeah.
And they don't. They all they do is talk about their life, going out to clubs tonight. Da da da.
So they don't say anything.
They don't say anything funny or you know. But they've got thousands of followers. Like,
well, black people all know each other. Like you know, when like two black people
very true.
Walk into like a store or something, you know, they're like, oh hey man, like they all either that or they're really friendly. They're not friendly with me though.
Well, that's because you're an ass.
Yeah, but I mean,
are you being friendly with them?
That's
true. Are you putting off a, hey, come talk to me, I'm brother friendly?
But you know, I mean, like, the brothers, when, like, two of them walk into a place, they like, you know, oh, like, hey, how's your mom? You know, stuff. Like, all black people know each other. I think they have, like, secret black people meetings.
Well, have you ever seen, like, a family reunion? There's, like, 300 motherfuckers there.
No.
Okay, I got
They're
a question.
They're all wearing the same t-shirt.
Okay. Especially for Paul. Because Paul's in it with the blacks. Or however you say it.
Oh, yeah.
Paul is our window into the urban world.
I believe you're right.
A point of insight, just did you know that spaghetti is a side item to black people? You don't have a dinner. I'm having spaghetti for dinner. No. Spaghetti is like, I'm having chicken
with
fried
spaghetti?
Chicken and spaghetti. Or I'm having
like,
fried chicken
spaghetti.
Like spaghetti
and meatballs? Or like just
no.
spaghetti?
No, like spaghetti and meat sauce. Usually, like with hamburger.
It's a side item?
And that's
so it's
your
like
side.
And corn then you have, and green beans? Blew my mind.
Oh yeah, when they it blew my mind too. I'm like, really? Wow.
Did they tell you this, or did you like go to a black person?
Well, actually, how it went is I said, we're talking about what, they always like my food. I cook a lot, me and my wife, and they're just like, oh, what'd you eat for dinner last night? I'm like, oh, spaghetti. I'm like, oh, spaghetti and what? Like, you know, some salad and garlic bread? You know, like, there's some meat in it, you know? No, you didn't have, like, chicken or fish. I'm like, no, just spaghetti. And they're like, well, that's a side item. I'm like, no, spaghetti's like an entree.
You just blew my mind just now.
Okay, so I got a question for you. There's a black family that moved into my neighborhood. During Mother's Day, there
Sell.
Was...
Go ahead.
It's underwater. Couldn't get water what it's worth for it anyway. But either way... There was this black family. They all got out on their lawn. There was, like, I'd say about a good 15 to 20 of them. 15 to 20 people, and they were all dressed rather nicely, and they had these little balloons, and they were all standing, like, in a circle on their lawn with these, like, purple heart-shaped balloons on Mother's Day, and one at a time, they would let them go. What the fuck is that?
It sounds like
a
memorial service. It sounds like someone who had passed.
They didn't look like they were in funeral clothes.
Well, no, funeral clothes for a white person and funeral clothes for a black person are very different.
They saw
some bright green suits and feathers, and you're
so
like,
they're
oh,
like,
they're
no.
not going to
They were
funeral.
Like expensive balloons, like, you know, go to like a gift shop and get like a...
You tell me.
From working at a party supply store... There would be people that would come in and purchase large quantities of balloons, and some people would actually put little notes in the little balloons or ask me to put them in there, and they would go to a memorial service kind of thing, and they would release them up to heaven so that their loved ones would be able to read the little notes.
That is the gayest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. So, like, they're like, "Dear Mama, I miss you," and then they just, like, let that balloon go, and then eventually it falls back, and somebody picks up that note and says, "What the fuck is this?"
Pretty much.
Hmm.
Or to get tied up in a power line.
Yeah, and then they explode into fire because it's helium.
There's lots. There's fights at black people funerals.
Yeah, there is.
Sometimes, not all the time. You know, we don't want to paint anyone with like a broad brush here, but.
No, of course not.
The last black funeral I heard described, there's quite the conflict between the current girlfriend of the deceased when he had passed and then his baby's mama, who were like his main bitches, and then like they had a fight. So then the family like jumped them all.
Like, at the funeral? Like in the funeral?
Yeah, at the funeral.
Not like out in the parking lot?
No, because they were causing a scene in the funeral. So the family decided that was disrespectful, so they jumped them.
Well, did that solve the problem?
Well, yeah.
Okay, tell me. The other weird thing about black funerals is they take pictures with the dead person.
The dead body?
Yeah, they go up there with a camera, and they're like, you know, let me get a picture with Grandpa. Oh,
at the same
I've
way,
never
they said
seen
they put
that.
The baby next to him. Because it's his son, he had died. They put the baby in the coffin with the dad and then took pictures. I said, that's weird. They're like, no, that's not weird. Yeah, that's not weird.
No, that's totally weird.
Yeah, I know.
That's
okay,
weird.
Okay, so can you tell me about the sweaters that they get made from the funerals?
I don't know about the sweaters. Those ones that have like the airbrush that says like when they died, and
yeah, it'll be like a action. Like a photo,
like the
of
Tupac shirt.
Yeah, only it's like a loved one, and it's like a photo, and it's always like a horrible, shitty photo, like they had lying around, and they get these T-shirts,
the iron-on patches, like it looks like they did it at home.
I don't understand that. I honestly don't. That is weird to me.
Well, I mean, you wear shirts, you know, that say, you know, let my friend Jack off the bus.
Yeah.
And they wear shirts with their dead mom on them. I mean, you know, so, you know, people just have different, you know, statements.
Right. Yeah, but I was there, and this one girl had it on during training for our job, and it was really creeping me out.
Yeah.
That she would wear her memorial.
Should have said, who's that? She's hot.
Never forget.
I'll never forget my Pookie's pussy.
Oh.
Yeah.
We.
In Florida, they put a guy in jail for life with no chance of parole for selling weed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was why? Like, did he have a whole lot?
It was a three strikes kind of deal.
Hmm.
But, like, you can. Like, in Florida, it's like 15 to 20 years after raping someone, you can be paroled. So, like, if you're talking, like, prison sentence, you should just go rape bitches instead of selling weed.
Oh, did you hear in Florida now?
If you rape, like, 10 bitches, they might give you life with no parole.
What if you found some women that really wanted some weed and, like, you traded?
And then took the weed back? Would that be rape or stealing?
You'd still I don't know. You'd have possession of marijuana. I think, you know, if you have enough. That's the other thing. If you have enough of it, it doesn't matter, like, what you do. You know, it doesn't matter.
I think it's been a couple of weeks since we did one, and I sent you guys a link that I was going to talk about, and I actually just remember when you were talking about some guy going to jail. Did you read the thing about the guy that's going to jail for 3 months because he fake sang a dirty song on YouTube?
And he's a sex offender now.
No, they said that they weren't going to make him a sex offender. They charge him with something lesser so that he didn't have to register as a sex offender. But he didn't actually sing the song in front of the kids, but like he, you know, put them together later. But the kids were featured in the video, and he didn't get the parents' permission. And so that carries a 3-month jail sentence. It's ridiculous. I didn't see the video. I couldn't find the video anywhere.
Yeah.
Apparently they took it down. Yeah.
Did you hear about the new law that Florida's about to pass? If you get fired by your company for something outside of work, like, let's say you get some risky photos taken of you, you know, slobbing on knobs, and your boss finds out about it and fires you, in Florida, they can take away your unemployment now. Your boss...
Because he fired you for cause, I guess?
Yeah.
Well, was you slobbing knobs.
Yeah. If you break, like, let's say you work for, like, Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yeah.
And somebody takes a photo of you at a bar drinking whiskey, and you get fired by that alcohol, whatever the hell it is, and you go to get unemployment, your company can go in and say, no, we fired this guy because he was drinking alcohol, therefore he should not have unemployment.
I guess that makes sense.
How does it make sense?
I mean, it doesn't, but it does. I mean, you know, because, I mean, the whole point of unemployment would be, like, you know, people that weren't fired for cause, like, were laid off, stuff like that, right?
But if you're at home drinking, you know, if you're, like, drinking on your off time, how's that fired for cause?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah,
that's
no, that wouldn't. But, I mean, the whole, you know, having pictures...
Saying,
having pictures of, you know, you sucking a dick.
Either way, that's not illegal.
Why can they fire you because you like to suck dick and take pictures of it?
Yeah.
That's not fucking illegal.
Yeah. Unless you're wearing your company shirt,
it's probably not even covered in the code of conduct.
Pictures of you sucking dick and pictures of you drinking alcohol are probably about the same thing, right?
Yeah, I mean,
depending on the company you work for, it might be. But the point is, how can your job dictate what you do on your off time? And then dictate to the state if you should get unemployment or not.
I guess it would depend, like, on, you know, if you were, like, the, you know, the someone in the public eye of the company, like if you were like a spokesperson for the company, and you know,
they don't want to be represented by sucking dicks.
Like, and you know, so like, for instance, you know, Flo, the progressive insurance lady.
Yeah.
You know, like if there was a bunch of pictures of her blowing dudes out on the internet, Progressive probably wouldn't want her to be doing the commercials. By the way, I hate Flo, like, more than anyone in the entire world. If a genie came out of the lamp and said, you get three wishes on people that I will murder for you, Flo would be the first two.
It's like a death
genie. I fucking hate those commercials. I hate that woman. And you know what? The guy with the mustache that, you know, loves savings, and then at the end he has the Flo bobblehead, I hate him just because he has a Flo bobblehead.
Exactly.
But yeah, what was I talking about? I forgot. I went into like a rage spiral about Flo, the progressive. Oh yeah. So, you know, if you know, you're like a named partner in a law firm or something,
yep,
and there's pictures of you blowing dudes on the internet that like anyone can just go see, then I would understand it.
I still can't understand that. It has nothing to do with you working, you know, as
a phone guy.
Yeah.
I mean, who gives a fuck what you do?
Well, what if my job comes along and says, hey, we don't want you, you know, working for our company anymore. You say fuck on the internet. Well, that has nothing to do with my job.
Yeah, but you are saying fuck on the internet.
So,
But it's not illegal to say fuck on the internet.
Yeah, but I'm saying for your case.
Why can they fire you?
Why can they fire me?
Check it out.
Why can they fire me and then take away unemployment?
Your company that you work for finds this podcast.
Yeah.
And fires you for it. Uh-huh. And then in Florida, they would say, no, you don't get unemployment because this is not the type of employee we want.
Well, no, I agree with you guys. But what I'm saying is, in certain circumstances, where they're, you know, the face of, I'm not the face of where I work, you know.
You're not, but they still could hear this and decide that they don't want
to
work.
Right, right. And so, no, I'm with you, but, you know.
And that'd be fucked up.
That would be hella fucked up. But to a certain extent, some of the terrible things that I've said, I would almost understand it.
Yeah, I mean, like, it'd be hard to convince a jury of your peers that you were a good guy, but...
Look, guys, misunderstood. And you know what? Whenever I try to dig myself out of a hole when I say something terrible, I just dig deeper. Like, I just fuck it up more. As soon as I listened back to my thing about, you know, the black people are like zombies thing, I was like, there's no way I can defend that. I was completely wrong. That's just terrible.
Well, it's a joke. You're not. It's not.
No,
like
I was dead serious about it.
You were joking. That black people are like.
Well, now you just dug that hole a little bit further.
No, I was saying that, you know, I thought that there were similarities, but no, it was a terrible, terrible thing to say, and I felt bad about it. But
did you really?
No, not at all.
No, yeah. I mean, I don't think black people listen to this.
No, I don't think. I honestly don't think anybody listens to this.
I think
it's just Podbean giving you hits to encourage you to give them $5.
You think they're just like, hey, I think they're hey fucking guy, you got a whole bunch of new followers.
Man,
look at all the new people that are listening.
Okay, this one has 600 hits. It is 600. You did that one a year ago, and now people are listening to it.
Okay, think about it like this. How many hundreds of people have we had listen to this?
How many people have we had that have said that they listen to
it? No, that you know for sure from that little counter. You know that the unique hits.
The unique visits to the website is almost to 8,000.
And
almost.
How many comments? How many comments have we had?
Zero.
So, 0 to 8,000 unique visitors.
Yeah.
Out of 8,000
unique visitors,
nobody has said a word.
No one has said a word.
So,
except Paul. Paul.
Okay, so
Paul, comment.
Tell me how you think I'm not wrong.
Or no, I think you're right. Absolutely.
You know
right.
What we need to do? Giveaways.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Dead excited. Have you really?
Oh, yeah. We said, you know, the first person to, you know, call in the question gets a free T-shirt and nothing.
Oh, man.
No, see, my buddy called in.
I could get people. I think we could, if we're giving away a free T-shirt, but you have to comment on the website, and then one of the comments gets free. I bet we could do that. That's next week. All week.
Paul, no one listens. We're talking to ourselves.
The code word is sassafras. You need to post sassafras on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast.
A sentence using
sassafras.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't give a fuck. It just says sentence. As long as it says sassafras and then
doesn't
some sort of contact
right.
information, we will send you a T-shirt.
Doesn't
one
have
of these
to be spelled
people.
Right.
No. It does, as long as there's an S at the end and the beginning.
As long as you make a reasonable attempt to say sassafras to us.
But we're not going to tell you in the tweets that you have to say sassafras.
No.
Say, hey, come comment on this. You
only
can win
on
a free
here.
T-shirt.
I mean,
and then the one guy who listens.
Some jack-off would have had to listen to us for 37 minutes at this point
yeah.
to know what we're talking about.
Oh, so they're
pretty safe.
The
we're not giving out a T-shirt.
Yeah.
The real fans are in it. The jack-offs that listen to 5 seconds, like, they didn't talk about blacks for the 5 minutes. I'm out. Fuck this.
Do you think that we have some people that just listen for the black talk?
I think we do.
I just said you don't think anybody listens. Now you're saying
your
you think there's
straight.
People that listen for specific things.
I just wanted you to talk because I have nothing else to say.
Yeah.
I have no ideas.
Way to pull back the curtain there.
How do you even spell sassafras?
It's not easy. It's actually very...
S-A-S-S-A-F-R-A-S-S? I mean, that's how it sounds.
Sounds reasonable.
Or maybe it's a P-H. Sassafras. I don't know. But anyway...
One of the commenters will get a free T-shirt.
Yes, and I really will. I will. You give me your. Actually,
he'll
I
he'll put your fucking Twitter handle on it.
Yeah, you put your Twitter shit on there. You get that Twitter shit going.
He can customize
exactly.
your T-shirt.
Yeah, and I will. Well, I'm not customizing it. I'm sending.
I'll customize it. I have a Sharpie.
I'll write it.
We'll autograph T-shirt by the fucking cast of Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Mine and I will mix everybody. Ink with my semen and write my name on it for you. You can have a piece of me.
We're not going to put any semen, well, maybe a little semen. Not like a lot. Not
there may be semen, but it'd be unintentional.
I will microwave the semen first so that it's clean for consumption.
As long as I get to sign it before you.
Does that work?
Yeah.
But what about like the semen that, you know, they get right from the tap?
Well, I'm sure it's like, have you ever eaten a raw egg?
Yeah.
It's probably kind of like that.
Yeah, but
you can
just
cook
said
the
like,
egg.
Are you so talking you about like, eating semen?
Yeah, he just said something about microwaving it first or something.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's pasteurized.
Did you get that cookbook I told you about?
The semen
all cookbook? The semen recipes in it?
No, I did not buy that.
Why not?
It did seem
well,
right
first
up
off,
alley.
The UPS dude kind of knows me and...
You
He'd
think
look,
the UPS guy would look at your semen book and
I
judge
bet he
you?
Would, that fat fuck.
Oh.
I bet he would, just looking
well,
at me and
fuck
judging.
Him. I mean, what the fuck does he know?
Well, he's got those queer eyes, and I bet he'd kind of want to come inside for a little bit.
Yeah?
Taste my recipe.
Taste some of your semen brownies?
Yeah.
Or your semen cake?
Delicious bread.
Delicious semen bread. If you fed people semen brownies... They could probably charge you with something, unknowingly.
What if you, like, told them up front?
I know, I read a story, well, if they knew up front, then they're, you know, that's what they're getting into.
I mean, you know, Napier could just open, like, Napier's Semen Bakery.
Would that be popular, or is this another one of these?
Depends on how good it is, obviously.
Wouldn't it suck, like, if you had this real successful semen bakery, and, you know, your semen was, you know, really popular in the city, and... You know, you open franchises where you know, your semen...
That's a lot of semen I'm going to have to...
I know, that's what I was getting at. What would happen if, like, you know, just, like, couldn't splooge anymore?
I don't think that's going to be physically possible, sir.
You think you're just going
to... I've been working at it since I was 13 daily.
You got it down to a science?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like...
If the tap was going to run dry, it would have long ago.
If like, your semen ran out and you had the successful business to keep going, you'd have to, like, go on a taste test spree and find another semen that could replicate your
delicious semen.
Well,
you're first
semen.
Assuming that I'm tasting my own semen.
Well, I mean, of course you are. You
no.
Know, you know, when you're making your pot of stuff, you know, you stir the pot and then you taste the spoon, you know, make sure that it's right, and if you need to add
That's
some extra spices.
That's how cooking goes.
No, that's not how my cooking goes.
Oh, Napier, you gotta taste your sauce.
No, somebody else tastes it for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you have like a taster with you, you're like, ooh, try this.
Yeah, it'll be some large Mexican dude.
You're gonna
his name will be Felipe. He will wear tight clothes and a sombrero, and I will call him my delicious manservant.
Could the
We shall
Napier
go to Acapulco together.
Semen bakery be successful?
No, of course not. No, we were just humoring him.
So what if I use horse? You?
We'll put that right along with Church Mall and the Rape Hut and...
What if I use
Rape
Horse
Dave,
Semen?
The musical. And
you can get so much horse
that
semen.
That one actually, the Rape Dave musical seems like it has potential.
Yeah.
It does. Well,
there will be full frontal nudity, just so everybody knows.
Well, why wouldn't there be?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, you don't go to Rape Dave the musical looking for, you know, fancy costumes and you know, dancing and stuff.
Oh, there will be.
You go to Rape Dave the musical for some rape.
Well, I mean, we're not just tying up girls from the audience and raping them.
No.
No, we could never get away with that.
I mean,
that.
There's some production value. I mean, you know, there's going to be some fancy lights and Dragon Force. And
of course,
I wonder if
Force.
We could get Dragon Force to be like the house band for Rape Dave the musical.
Or at least lead the orchestra.
What are they doing?
I mean, they're not doing too much.
You know, they could just, you know, be the resident house band of Rape Dave the musical. Whenever Rape Dave puts on his rape cape. You
what,
know.
What were the Black Eyed Peas doing? They weren't doing jack shit.
They're probably doing something, I would imagine.
Well, now.
Have you ever seen the TV show Repo Games?
No.
There's this show on Spike TV, and it's two repo men, and they go around, and they're going to, like, pick these people's cars, because, you know, they haven't paid on them or whatever. And they give them a chance to answer trivia questions to save their car. And if they answer three of the five questions correct, he leaves their car and pays it off. But if they get it wrong, he's like, well, I'm repoing your car. And it's just, oh, man, it's so intense. These people are, like, crying and, like, they're being asked the easiest questions. But their fucking car is on the line.
Yeah.
So none of them are, like, thinking straight. And it's great. Like, the other day, lady comes out with, like, a bat. You ain't repoing my car today. You know, it's like, no, we are. But you could play this game show. We could either take it now, or you could play this game
Wouldn't
show.
Wouldn't that just make them angrier?
Well, they usually figure out, well, it's going to be taken anyway,
yeah.
And I could possibly get it paid off now. And they haven't paid. Like, the one bitch had not made a single payment on her car.
Ever?
Ever. She walks off the lot, doesn't pay for 3 months, and now they're here to repo it. And she got her 3 out of 5 right, and got her to keep her car.
Huh.
But it's just like...
So, I mean, homeboy just pays what they owe at that time.
Right.
And so pays, it might be back in a month or two anyway.
No, he pays off the car. He pays the loan.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That's a
Was she
break.
Banking on, like, the dude comes in and pays off her car, or...
No, you know, these are usually black people. And the one she's like, the one's like, my last car was repoed three times. And it's like, they're used to this repo thing. And they figure out that, oh, we can win this game. But it's great because they like, it's not like a real game show where you're going to win $100,000. If you win, you get to keep your shitty life. It doesn't get shittier. like, what am I supposed to do? I can't take my kids to school. I can't go to work. Well, that would really suck. You better answer these questions, right? You know, like...
We're not going to make your life any better. We're going to have you keep the life you already have.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's great. It's like... Yeah. It's really brilliant. I can't believe it wasn't done before. They need to do it with houses. Like, they're going to kick you out of your house. You're being foreclosed. Unless... It'll be great.
Funny.
And the questions are worse than anything in the entire world. Like, any of the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire questions, you get 10 questions, they're all the $1 million questions. You get one wrong, they kick you out of your house immediately.
You know what would be funny? If, like, the third question they got right, but, like, they said you got it wrong, and then just bulldozed the fucking place. and then, like, a guy would walk over and be like, oh, wait, actually he answered that question right. I just wrote down the, you know, wrong answer and be like, oops.
Oh, well, the paperwork you signed said technically we're not liable for any of this, even, you know.
Yeah.
So whenever I tweet, I lose followers as well.
Do you?
Yeah, I think they don't, you say one thing that they like and then you get a follower, get 5 or 6 and then...
And then you start talking about rape aids and then they're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's actually really funny. So I wrote this, like, paper... For about, you were in the same, you had taken the same class. about Tolkien and the 1960s.
Yep.
And so I throw it on my website, and it's completely unrelated to anything else. And I tweet about it and like put some tags on there, and it you know, I get like 10 followers, and they're all like named Lord of the Rings things.
Oh Lord!
And of course, all 10 of those people like unfollowed me within a day because they're like, "Whoa, this guy's not very Lord of the Ringsy. They don't have anal rape." In the Lord of the Rings?
Apparently they do. Apparently there is rape in Lord of the Rings.
Who are these jackoffs that are just sitting around like doing a search for Lord of the Rings all day and following anyone who says anything about it?
Yeah, I don't
like,
know.
Yeah.
Speaking of trolls, Lisa, you follow Lisa Lampanelli?
No. I think I did at one point.
You should make fun of her. And she will, like, she's the easiestly trolled person on the internet. Like, somebody says, like, "You're fat and unfunny." She tweets it to all her followers and says, "Get them, guys!" And so, like, they're like, "Dude, you just gave this guy, like, 30,000 views on his shit. Like, that's exactly what he fucking wanted you to do." So, and it's like, once a week, someone, I can't, and she goes off on him for days. "I can't believe this, da 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 da." But it's like, it's so, it's, you can see these people are just fucking with you to get you to fuck with them. You know, I don't know.
Oh, so
we need to start fucking with Lisa Lampanelli.
Because then, but then, does everybody just like go to town on them?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, you're so unfunny, da da da. But really, I mean, it's like, it's the internet, dude.
I guess
any publicity is good publicity, right?
All press is good press.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I don't know if I could take it. What if they make fun of me?
I mean, you grow a sack.
It'll hurt my feelings.
We'll put them back in your purse.
I'm sensitive these days, man.
If you're sensitive,
I'm fragile.
Maybe he's turning into a woman.
Do you think that's what's going on?
Yeah, like, you started your period.
I started my
period. Yeah. You're a grown woman now.
Do you need me to get you a nice
out of my asshole, and that's signs of things to come?
I'll get you a bra so that your titties don't hurt.
He's just like, "Well, why is this chick so concerned? You never heard of..." Yeah, you're bleeding out the snatch, woman. You're good to go.
I'll get you some tampons for your puss.
He came in and talked to me for a few minutes, and then he gave me this paper sheet, and he said, "You know, cover up with this. You know, take off your pants and your underpants, and cover up with this, and I'll be back in." And I was like, "Oh, okay." So I took off my pants and my underpants, and I sat up on the thing with the paper sheet, and then he came in, and he said, "Okay, just roll over on your side. We're going to take a look." I was like, "Okay." So, you know, then he's fingering my butthole, and he goes, "Well, you know, I don't see anything really going on. You know, I don't know what to tell you." You know, and I was like, "Well, yeah, but, you know, I got blood coming out of my ass. That's not like something that happens, is it?" And he goes, "Well, you know, yeah." I mean, who might argue? The man's
How
the
much
doctor.
Blood do you have coming out of your ass?
A pretty good amount.
Only when you shit, or just like all the time?
Well, I mean, like, it was only like once or twice. Like, it was, but it was a pretty good amount. Like, you know, enough that I was concerned to, you know, contact my doctor.
You did. I mean, that, yeah, that's, I
call
don't
your gynecologist, I mean, you know, just let them know you're spotting.
I mean, honestly, I've wiped my ass before and had, you know, a little spot or two of blood, and I was like, oh.
Right, that's what I'm talking, because, like, sometimes you wipe your ass too vigorously, and there'll be a little, like,
yeah, I mean, that's happened.
Or you've been lifting boxes all day.
I'm talking, like, oh, fuck. You know, like...
Like, I'm bleeding from my anus.
Bleeding from my ass, you know.
Now, is the blood coming from the actual, like, a noose? Or is it coming from in your intestines somewhere?
I can't, like, see where it's coming from. So, like, it's coming from up there somewhere.
Get a hand.
I mean, it's not like I got, like, a cut on my ass. It's like blood coming out of my ass. Like, you know, I'm
you don't have a cut on your
ass. It's blood, yeah.
Well, I had a friend...
Is it not tapeworm?
No.
You already tried the tapeworm stuff?
Yeah.
I had a friend who used to get nosebleeds all the time because he would pick his nose.
I get
and
nosebleeds
cut
sometimes.
His
Are
nose.
You going to get back into the hungry butt?
The hungry butt syndrome?
It's not hungry butt, dude. My butt's not hungry.
You've
My
been playing with
full.
It for months at this
well,
point.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, look, you put your finger up there and obviously it became full for a little bit.
Napier. I don't put my finger up there. I rub lotions and stuff on it.
He's very tender.
Because it's...
Well, now you're just teasing it.
You're just making it hungrier.
It's a prescription from my doctor. I have to continuously apply a...
I'm pretty sure if my doctor knew I was anorexic and, like, oh, he would write me a prescription for hamburgers.
You think
he
would?
Yeah, that's what your doctor's doing. He's giving you a prescription to put your fingers in your butt.
So he knows.
To feed it. Yeah, he knows.
Why wouldn't he just tell me my butt was hungry? I mean, eat my butt.
Look, it's your butt.
I go through this bullshit with the lotions and the oatmeal baths and shit like that. He could just tell me to, you know, put something in my butt. I'll put stuff in my butt if it'll...
Maybe he feels
my butt.
Will.
Look, if it will make my butt happy, I'll do it.
If the doctor pulls out a big deal down, it's just like, look, just once a week, every night, before you go to bed, you just gotta thoroughly fuck your ass with this dildo.
Dude.
You'd be like, okay, Laura, can you help me?
Honestly,
look, it's not
honestly,
his...
if it meant that I didn't have to go through this anymore, yes. I would fuck my ass with the biggest possible dildo you could find me. If it meant that it...
Okay, Mike, this is what you gotta do. Go get a dildo.
Like, a big dildo or
no,
just
no,
any
just,
dildo?
Just like a regular anal dildo.
I mean,
Stick that in your ass.
Can I just, like, have, like, a nice, you know, cylindrical thing? Or do I need one that looks like a dick?
You can get whatever you want.
I think it'd be less gay if it was just a cylindrical
but
thing.
But make sure...
The veiny dick would be way gay.
You know, one that kind of looks like a spaceship.
Yeah.
Kinda, like a, you know, straight dildo.
Well, you get it.
I don't want veins or anything. That would just creep me out.
This is what you do. You just put it in there.
Okay.
You go to town on your anus.
Like,
and
so,
then,
like, just, like, stick it up in there and,
yeah,
then, like...
Go to town with it. Go
to town. Like, in and out? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like it was fucking me.
Like it was fucking
me. Okay.
And then, a couple days later, you write the company that made the dildo, and you tell them it's made your asshole itchy, and they contact a doctor, and the doctor, who's used to finding out about weird things put into people's buttholes, will contact you and tell you what's going on.
But do you think that it says somewhere on there, like, you know, it's for the vag, not a man's butthole?
No.
Or doesn't
Well, you
say?
Can buy butthole-specific ones,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Just
butt plugs.
Just say that after you've used it, your anus has become hungry.
But couldn't I just... So that they'd say, well, feed it.
Well, that's what it was for.
So, I mean, couldn't I just say that I did that? Or do I actually have to do it?
No, they'll know.
They'll know the shame. They won't see the shame in your eyes.
And also, they're going to want to look at it. And if there's not some, you know, some powder
obviously
on it,
you would want to wash it, right?
Not if you're trying to prove you used it.
No, you're just, oh, just say, like, look, I might be a nasty dude, but whatever. I only used it once.
Oh. And it made my butt itch.
No, you just say, look.
Is it still an itch? It hasn't graduated to, like, a pain or...
There's no pain. But, like, it is the craziest, like, most intense itch, like, I've ever felt. And it's
Is
all
it,
the
like,
time.
One localized area that's
yeah,
itchy?
Yeah, it's my asshole. All the time.
Yeah, look like my asshole.
There's no other... It's my asshole all the time.
Well, I mean, like, the asshole is like... It's not like... I mean, is it like just one... Like, you know, the asshole's a hole. Is it the top of the hole? Is it the bottom of the
it's
hole?
It's the hole for
the whole
deal.
Hole.
Yeah.
It's just an inflamed...
Yeah, it's an inflamed hungry butt, yes.
You have hungry butt syndrome.
And
you... What you need to do, you need to go down to the loop... Need to find yourself a skinny dude with those big frame glasses, and you need to ask him, hey, dude, I don't want to sound rude, but I got a hunger, and it's got to be fed.
Kick off them skinny jeans. Oh, boy. No, it's all the time. It never goes away. And occasionally, it feels like something is biting me from the inside.
That's the hunger.
That sounds like an ass parasite.
Yeah. I think it's your biological clock telling you need anus within a certain amount of time. You know, like
he's
ladies
gonna,
to
he's
get
gonna
pregnant.
Have a chud baby.
Yeah.
He needs to have a chud baby.
Your anus is telling you to birth. It's instinct.
Saying it's time.
Yeah.
It's the time of your life you
you're
need
now,
to be impregnated
you're ready.
In the ass.
And
have a chud baby.
Embarrassingly enough,
it's become harder and harder to, like...
become aroused?
Hold it when I got a shit.
Because you played with it too much. You're wearing it out, dude. This sounds like a classic case of wear and tear.
Exactly. You blasted out your O-ring. It's like those people at the mall with the gap on their ear for their earrings. Eventually, you got to move up a gauge.
You know how they tell you, like, you get a car, and like every 3,000 miles, you know, you're supposed to get an oil change. Like, those things don't last forever. Like, your asshole's 80 years or so. Or, you know, if you use it all the time, it's going to wear out sooner.
So it's like when you do the Wii Fit, and it gives you your Wii Fit age, and, like, I'm 28, but it tells
me your asshole's, like, 75. Age is like
38. So it's like my asshole is far beyond the years that an asshole should be.
Right, exactly.
Could this have anything to do with pooping? That it's worn out, or is it
depends on
only
what you're pooping.
Because
do you poop a lot, like more than the average person?
I do poop a couple times a day.
That's pretty often. What is in your diet?
Ooh, I have a great idea.
Multiple times a day.
I have a great idea. Walnuts. Just put them in. They'll be so itchy and scratchy. You can just put it in there and like. You know, do a
so
little
you're not
dance.
Saying eat walnuts.
No.
You're saying...
put an entire whole walnut.
Walnuts into my asshole.
Well, you don't have to put it all the way in there, just enough to get it to, you know, scratch. And then you do ass dance. Ass dance. Move it around. Ass dance. Move
Show
around.
Me the ass dance.
Ass dance. Move it around. Ass dance. Move it around. And then your butthole will become less itchy.
Because I have walnuts in it.
A walnut is would probably
oh, just
be,
one walnut.
Well, it depends on
walnuts
how deep.
Are pretty
this,
big.
How deep do you want this scratch to go?
Itch?
Yeah,
you want.
Is the itch on the surface or is it like in there?
I think it's on the surface, but it always seems just out of reach.
So have you been like knuckles deep into your own butthole?
No.
And it's still out of reach.
No, no,
you have not. Well, that's the next step, Mike. You need to finger blast
just
yourself
start
on webcam.
Finger blasting my asshole
on a webcam, yes.
On a webcam,
yeah.
And wrap
because if you're gonna finger blast your asshole,
you wrap think it that's in what it is. My asshole just wants attention.
It's
my
an
asshole
attention
wants to be a star.
And wrap it. What you do? You coat it, and you take your finger. You wrap like 1,000 grit sandpaper, like really fine sandpaper. You wrap that around your finger, like a thimble, and then you coat it
just
in canola
talking
oil.
Talking about sandpaper, like makes my
but
asshole. Go crazy.
Well, that's kind of like talking about a really good steak dinner. Sometimes your mouth gets watery.
I don't wish this on you, Nathan. I really don't. I hope you never have to feel what I feel.
Of course not. I'm a straight man. I don't get hungry, but...
I don't wish this on anyone. I don't wish this on my worst enemy.
Really? Really?
Like a good maybe your worst enemy wished this upon you. Did the thought ever cross your mind that maybe someone's fucking with you?
Do you think like somebody, you know, comes in at night
and like
and
powders your underwear or like
with
sticks something in your butt to like
what
aggravate
what
it?
What could they do?
Do you ever are you being abducted?
What if Bobby touched you while you were sleeping? And now it just hungers for the Bobby cock.
Maybe you're being probed, dude.
Do you think that the aliens... like
you could be getting anally probed.
Oh. What, you're their test subject, and you're like that one dude that takes the weird drug during the drug test, and they get, like, bleeding eyeballs.
And that's why three doctors haven't been able to figure out what's going on?
Three human doctors.
Right.
See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Just a couple of things while we have your ear. The comment line for our podcast is 314-266-9363. call and give us feedback, comments, topics that you would like us to discuss, whatever you would like. The website is wfodix.podbean.com. That is our home. You can find us on iTunes. We do have a blog up with occasional updates, pictures, whatever we talk about. Sometimes we will put up reference. That is wfodix.blogspot.com. We are on Twitter at follow at WFODix. We're also on Facebook. So become a fan of us on Facebook. All that shit. We're everywhere. So thank you for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you think. Until next time.